And welcome back to Mindset Monday. I'm your coast-to-coast mindset coach, Gene Zanetti, bringing to you the best available wrestling-specific mindset anywhere in the world. Unbelievable. Welcome back. Welcome back, everyone. After a few months of a break, now we're getting ready for the wrestling season coming up. We're officially in the preseason, so we got to kick things in gear. We talk about it all the time. What percentage of wrestling is physical? What percentage is mental? Everyone says wrestling's 50, 70% mental, but we train 90% physical. That's a problem. If we're saying wrestling's at least 70% mental, we need to be training 70% mental. And that's exactly what we do with Wrestling Mindset. These calls that we have for Mindset Monday, if you're a first-time caller, this is not the mindset training in and of itself. This is an introduction to the information that we'll be giving you. So this is really a kickstart to our mindset programs, and everything we have is available on WrestlingMindset.com. So www.WrestlingMindset.com. Make sure you sign up today. Be on our newsletter, our regular newsletter. We're constantly pumping out great information. We're all over Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat. We're constantly pumping out great information, the best available mindset information that you're going to find anywhere specific to wrestling. So it's really exciting stuff. Make sure you jump on our WrestlingMindset.com page, sign up for your free newsletter, and do our free trial session. That's really what's going to get you the results. Just like with your strength training, you get into the weight room, you lift the weights. With your technique training, you get on the wrestling mat, you drill your moves over and over and over. Well, it's the same thing with your mindset. This is not motivational speaking. This is not counseling. This is not therapy. This is mindset training, which means you have to train your mind. Our wrestling mindset program, we have a series of mindset worksheets and exercises that you do to get yourself to the next level. It's not just talking about it. So right now, this is all a preliminary. This is all an introduction to the actual mindset program. Make sure you take a look at that. And like I said, please go on our www.wrestlingmindset.com and sign up for your free trial session. Really see what it's all about. Really take yourself to the next level. Okay, so again, we're getting started. Big thing, we're a lot of different places lately, a wrestling mindset. We were just in Wisconsin at a coaches meeting. We just got back this past weekend from the Maryland Coaches Convention, the official Maryland Coaches Convention. We're going to Sacred Heart University on Wednesday. The following week, we're going to the Pennsylvania Coaches Clinic. Your coaches' convention is great stuff, really great information out there. And what I wanted to talk about today was this past weekend, the Maryland Coaches Convention, the official Maryland Coaches Convention. And we were real happy to be speaking for our second or third year in a row, something like that, to the best coaches in Maryland. They honored all the past Maryland Olympians from the 40s right up until now. And what do we know about Maryland? But they're the home of the last two Olympic champions from America, Kyle Snyder and Helen Maroulis, and both of them were speaking at the Maryland Coaches Convention. So to give you a little backdrop, again, make sure you're following us on our Wrestling Mindset Facebook page. We have that full video up there. It's all there posted. We have clips from Kyle Snyder, clips from Helen Maroulis, and the one thing that really stuck out in my head is they were saying the same exact things that we were saying. Kyle Snyder and Helen Maroulis, they were saying the same things. Now, that's not surprising because we study the best wrestlers in the world. We're watching these interviews of Kyle Snyder and Helen Maroulis and Jordan Burroughs and going back in time, Gable and John Smith and all these top wrestlers around the country. We're studying what they think, how their mindset works. We're studying the most successful athletes, the richest people in the world, the happiest people in the world. We're always studying the best. And we got up there in front of the Maryland coaches and we said that if you want to succeed, you have to focus on three things, and these are things that are within your control. I didn't say this already, so make sure you take out a piece of paper and pen as I speak. I tend to speak fast, and everything I say is very important. Well, most things I say are very important. So So I want you to take notes. Get in the habit of writing things down. Because, again, with our Wrestling Mindset program, everything is all putting the pen to paper, doing the worksheets and mindset exercises. So get in that habit. Prepare yourself now for our Mindset program by taking notes on the call. So I told all the coaches that if you want to succeed, focus on the things you can control and forget about the things you can't control. Focus on the things within your control. Forget about the things that are outside of your control. That's pretty basic. I'm sure most of you have heard that before on this call, whether it's in wrestling, in school, or life. Focus on the controllables. Forget about the uncontrollables. Okay, well, what are the controllables in wrestling? What exactly should I be focusing on? So we broke it down into three main areas, and they are effort, attitude, and aggressiveness. I told all the coaches, as a wrestler, you don't want to focus on winning. You don't want to focus on your record. You don't want to focus on your opponent, who's in the stands, what's going on, what the team score is, what are the rankings, the records, the seedings, predictions, what did Track Wrestling say about this guy, what did all these other websites say about him, Flow Wrestling. We can't focus on that. Focus on the three things within your control, your effort, your attitude, and your aggressiveness. And literally 15 minutes after we gave the speech, Kyle Snyder came on in front of a packed room of Maryland coaches and wrestlers, and he said the same exact thing. A coach asked him when he did his question and answer series, and you could watch this video again right on our Wrestling Mindset Facebook page. They said, what's his mindset? Kyle, what's your mindset when you're out there? And he said, I focus. It's very important to value the right things. And he said, more important than winning, more important than losing or your record. He said, you can't control winning. If he could control winning, he said his record would be 1,000-0. But he can't control winning. He values the things he can control. And he said, effort, attitude, the same exact order as we said it. And instead of saying aggressiveness, he said attack rate, which is the same way of saying aggressiveness. So, and then he actually pointed to us at this time. We were even shocked at this. Kyle Snyder pointed right at us and said, I'm sure the mindset guys already told you about this. And sure enough, we did. So we're on the same page as these guys. That's the kind of top information we're giving. And then Helen Maroulis came up, and she asked, and we asked her the same kind of thing. What was her mindset? And she said for her, when she gets nervous, she had a plan. She knew what she had to tell herself. And we gave the same information when we were speaking. We said that when you get nervous, you have to know exactly what you're going to tell yourself in that moment. Cale Sanderson, when he was competing in the Olympics, he knew what he was going to tell himself when he got nervous. He had a plan. Helen Maroulis, she said the same thing. When she was competing, she has a series of, she's about 4 or 5 Bible quotes that she tells herself, and that helps her calm down and relax. So that's what you need to do. You have to have a plan of what to do, what you're going to say to yourself when you relax. The great news is we've taken that guesswork out of the equation for you. We have this all in worksheet format, our entire Wrestling Mindset program, the same stuff we do with our college teams, the Women's Olympic team we've worked with this past year, Bergen Catholic. They've been the state champs for the past 4 years in New Jersey. This past year, they were the number 3 team in the state. All this great information, we have it available for you. It's right there at your fingertips, stuff that we wish we had when we were competing. Well, now it's here, so there's no excuse. Make sure you go through these worksheets and exercises. The first step is going on our website, wrestlingmindset.com, and sign up for your free consultation. It'll go a long way. That's really the main point I wanted to cover tonight with Kyle Snyder and Helen Maroulis. They have a plan of what they're going to tell themselves when they get nervous, and they know what they're focusing on. They're not leaving it up to chance. So you can't leave your mindset to chance. That's what a lot of wrestlers do. I spoke to Helen's coach today, Kevin Black, out of Wisconsin, and he was saying the same thing, how important mindset is. Mindset is everything. So now we got to work on it. Got to take the bull by the horns. So every Monday night, the way we're going to be doing this, at 9 o'clock, tell your friends, your coaches, your teammates, your parents. The more people, if you're a wrestler, the more people listening in on Mindset Monday, the more people in your life are going to be giving you the same positive message. That's what you want. You want to create a culture. You want to create an atmosphere. We have teams around the country. They have people over their house during these Mindset Monday calls. We have wrestling clubs that stop practice during these mindset calls around the country, and they listen in. Every Monday night at 9 o'clock Eastern time, we'll be having the Mindset Monday calls. We're going to transition to questions and answers in a few minutes. Anyone could chime in and ask any question they have. And then at 10 p.m. Eastern time, less than an hour after this call ends, we're going to have a spiritual strength call for anyone who wants simple strategies to get closer to God, a similar thing to what we're doing with Wrestling Mindset. You don't have to call this. It's just an option. But we have our Mindset Monday at 9 p.m. Eastern time, and then our spiritual strength call at 10 p.m. I recommend you do both. Be the total package, spirit, mind, and body. Brands talks about this over at Iowa. He says that Gable mentality is out everything your opponents, out everything everybody. You're working harder than them physically. You're lifting harder than them in the weight room. You're working on your mindset when they're not. You're focused on your faith and living a good life that's glorifying to God. You're eating better than these people. You're sleeping better than these people. That's six or seven dimensions right there. And Brands always says, the Brands brothers say, eventually your opponents just can't keep up with you. That's what you want to do. Be the total package. So again, at 10 o'clock, we're going to be opening up the call to a spiritual strength call. Same exact number as this. Anyone who wants to hop on, you're more than welcome. Now I want to open up the floor for any questions we have. I'm going to need you to press star one. Star one if you have any questions, and I could answer them for you. So each week, we're going to open up the floor for questions all around the country, and I'm happy to help you. So how can I help you? We could take calls for another 3 minutes. Yes.
Hey, Coach.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what do you think the problem is for a guy who he wrestles good in practice, but he chokes in a match?
Yeah, great question. So the whole practice room wrestler phenomena, that's what you're talking about?
Is that what you call it?
Yeah, being a practice room wrestler. They wrestle a lot better in practice than a match.
Yeah, right? Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, for sure.
Okay, and this is a common thing. This happened with me a lot, and a lot of wrestlers have the same thing. What's happening is, in practice, we tell ourselves something radically different than we tell ourselves in a match. And we go over this, actually, on our Wrestling Mindset worksheets on self-knowledge, week two. We think about our best matches and our worst matches. So that's obviously the best way for your wrestler to go through this. But when we're in practice, we tend to tell ourselves, this doesn't count, this doesn't mean anything, I have nothing to lose. We're still trying to beat our opponent, but we're telling ourselves, this doesn't count, I have nothing to lose, try moves out there, go for it, right? And then in matches, what happens is we actually tell ourselves the exact opposite of what we're telling ourselves in practice. We start saying, this is it, now or never. Make it or break it. Do or die. This is what counts. We start making it into a very big deal. So if you're having success in practice telling yourself, I have nothing to lose, go for it, don't change your mindset before a match. But that's what we see with, I would say, 8 out of 10 wrestlers. They change their mindset from practice to a match. And it's very important we view it the same way. Live wrestling is live wrestling. Whether you do it in the practice room, in a dual meet, at the state tournament, the national championship or the world championship, or even in your backyard, just treat it like live wrestling. It's just another match. And that's going to give you the best chance to win and wrestle your best when it means the most. Does that help a little bit?
Wow, yeah, definitely. Thank you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Very good. Very good. Any other questions? Again, we're going to need you to press star one. We're going to need you to press star one, and you could ask me anything about these different topics. Again, so every Monday night, we're going to be doing this at 9 o'clock Eastern. Make sure you tell your coaches and your teammates and really create that cultural change around you. You want the people around you in your life speaking the same language. If your parents, if your coaches, if your teammates are saying the same thing, it's going to go a long way. You're going to get more mileage out of all this. And the same thing goes with our 10 p.m. Eastern time, a spiritual strength call. Taking small steps to get spiritually stronger. Being the total package, spirit, mind, and body. Leaving nothing at all to chance. Do we have any other questions before we wrap up? Again, make sure you're following us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat. We're constantly pumping out great information. That whole Maryland Coaches Convention we have available for you on our Facebook page. take a look at that, watch it, see the great information that we have with those coaches, see the great stuff that Kyle Snyder spoke about. Tell them the rules. You have to study the best people in the world. I was very blessed to have great coaches when I was younger that had the right mindset. They said, study the best people in the world. Don't focus on the things that your friends focus on. Don't even look at the state champs. Look at the Olympic champs. Look at the world champions. How do they think? That's what you want to think like. So make sure, again, every week, be on this call, 9 p.m. Eastern time. Our email is wrestlingmindset@gmail.com. Our website, after you're done, sign up for your free trial session. It's on our website, www.wrestlingmindset.com. Get at us there. Get on our free newsletter. And throughout the season, we're going to be here for you every Monday night at 9 o'clock. Thank you all for calling. And make sure you hop on again in 45 minutes, 10 p.m., the same exact number for Spear. Have a good night, everyone.